VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody, I want to welcome you. Welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I want to give a shout out for everyone out there that tunes us in and turns us on each and every week, actually multiple days of the week. And thank you all. I want to thank you for everything that you've been doing with us. Also want to thank you for your ongoing support. One of the things that, you know, our stations do is they take a look at what you guys are up to, how you live your lives, and how many hours you listen and what days of the weeks and time. And I want to thank you guys because one of the things that we have found is that in the world of talk radio that we operate in, positive, informative talk radio, they said that we couldn't actually develop a following. 10 years later, here we are, and we continue to grow. 70% of you listen to the Dr. Pat Show on our station. 70 out of 100% have featured the time spot, and we want to thank you so, so very much. We wouldn't be doing this without you, and I know that all of our guests and sponsors absolutely appreciate all of you. You know, today's show is very important. It's a very important show for a lot of reasons. One of the things that I think we all get to experience in life are, you know, life's ups and downs. You know, life's ins and outs. You know, my friend, I have a friend that lives in Hawaii, talks about it, you know, as if life is about waiting for that big wave, that gigantic wave, you know, that wave that you know that you can ride. And you get in the wave, you get in the pipeline. And as you're going down the pipeline, you feel nothing. You're in the moment of time. Up until the point that it crashes down on you. And so today we get to talk to, you know, two incredible people, Dr. Julian Fort and John Wortman, who have put together just a brilliant book, Hijacked by Your Brain. Now, how to free yourself when stress takes over. Many of us really get this. When the words hijacked come out of my mouth, I can point to many times in my life, you know, where I've been faced with situations just like you guys. You know, whether you're dealing with the stress of today's economy and today's challenges, or you've already lost your job, lost a loved one, coming back from, you know, from war, whatever it is, or has a boss that just won't quit. You know, you are experiencing something that many people about 10, 15, 20 years ago thought didn't even exist, and that's stress. Today we get to talk to, you know, Dr. Julian Fort, professor of psychiatry at the University of Connecticut, studying stress in post-traumatic stress disorder patients for a really long time. He's co-edited with him about why this is so important, why what we know about stress is not really what we know about stress. And joining us here today as well, co-author in this book. And one of the things we know is that when you're in the world that John is in, when you're living the life that you live, how is it that we get to understand what goes on when we traumatize our lives? I want to thank you both for joining me here today. Dr. Julie and John, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, Dr. Pat. Thanks.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
This is kind of an exciting conversation to have with both of you. One of the things that I got to study along the way from my own personal experiences was the two really interesting things, the effects of job insecurity and the consequence of breaking promises. I needed therapy after that research myself.
We all do when we encounter the big stressors in our lives face to face. That's a moment where we all need to step back.
Yeah, I wanted to talk with you about that. we are living in a world that some folks say isn't going to get any less stressful unless we do something different. And Dr. Julian, one of the questions I want to start out asking you from the gate is, in the 20 years of research, what are some of the things that you have found changed your perspective about your field? And the reason I ask that, and then John, I'm going to ask you the same question. The reason I'm asking that is I think sometimes we start off down a path and then, oh, we discover something and then we have to rediscover ourselves. And I'd love to talk with you and have you share that with us.
Well, that's a great question, Dr. Pat. You're talking about paradigm shifts where your the whole view that you had, what you thought was true, some of it still is, but some of it is completely different. Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that comes to mind first for me is that I was trained many years ago, more than 20 years ago, I hate to admit, in the approach of cognitive behavior therapy. And lots of therapists practice that. It's a very good approach in many ways. But I actually thought that you could think your way out of and around stress. And I think that that's a very unfortunate mistake, because the fact that what I've come to understand from many, many clients as well as from research is that it's really not possible to think stress away or to make stress less stressful because of thinking alone, except if you think in a particular way. And the typical way of thinking about stress is, well, you know, I've got to be positive. I've got to not think about things in a negative way. I've got to be positive about myself, all of which is really great. There's nothing wrong with positive thinking, with self-esteem. That is terrific. But the issue is, when you're stressed, then those positive thoughts actually recede into the background, and some other thoughts and reactions pop right in. And what I've come to understand through really research that many of my colleagues have done, not me, is that shift where the positive thoughts become fainter or harder to find, or they just completely go out the door, that's because something else is happening in the brain. And that's why we called the book Hijacked by Your Brain, because what I've learned is that that's when the alarm in the brain that everybody has is no longer just a pleasant reminder to be alert and pay attention. That's when that alarm in the brain is basically saying, there's something you got to do, and you got to do it right now, and you don't have time to think, and you just better do it, and you're probably not doing it, and you haven't done it already, and so now you've failed. And that's when stress can get to be a really difficult problem.
And, you know, it's really interesting we're talking about this, because I think that, you know, many of us that have experienced what happens when the alarm goes off know exactly what you're talking about. And then there are those of us that have experienced, you know, when the alarm goes off and doesn't quit. There's no amount of hitting the snooze button that's going to help. John, you know, let's talk for a minute about, you know, the snooze button, how we try to turn that alarm off. And, you know, in your own life, what have you discovered about your own life's lessons around stress?
Well, most of us use techniques for coping that, frankly, aren't helpful, but they do
right.
The same thing that we teach in the book. Oprah Magazine just featured us this month, because smoking, it turns out, is a perfect way to reduce stress, if it weren't so bad for us. Because when a person goes out for a smoke break, they're stepping out of their stress. They're focusing on just breathing and feeling comfortable. And we know, of course, the nicotine is part of that. But then they actually can measure whether they're feeling better. And if they don't feel better, they have another smoke. And what we've taught in the book is how to get the same kind of effects that people get from some of the unhealthier habits by simply thinking in a different way, by focusing in a different way. And Julian and my story is really fun, because I trained as a minister at Harvard, have been a community organizer working in all sorts of different needy places. I've worked in hospitals and schools and churches. And I've done as many different forms of stress reduction in the spiritual sense, psychological sense, as I could find. I've studied with monks. I've had different therapies. I've done anything I can to find peace in my own life. But when I'm working with so many people who are struggling, whether it's from poverty, from the pace of life, the ordinary challenges of raising a family, the things that churches teach us weren't working the way they needed to. Not for me personally, not for a lot of the people I take care of. And it turned out that my wife was working for Julian as he's taken a lot of this research and applied it to men and women coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And as she came back to me with his findings and with the techniques he was teaching folks, they worked better for me than anything I've been taught in my 20-year career doing different forms of spiritual care with folks. And I said to Julian, we've got to write a book about this. Well, actually, I first said, you've got to write a book. And he said, I'd love your help. And I signed up immediately because it's changed my life when I've learned how to focus rather than let stress run away with who I am and whatever's going on in my life that's difficult.
Well, you know, this is interesting because I love how we all get connected sometimes. And actually, quite often, you know, we get connected many times. And here we are now having a conversation about this. You know, one of the things that you just said, and I want to really, talk to this with both of you is, you know, those of us that are former smokers, we understand, you know, what that has meant to us, right? And you're right. I mean, you have to really consider the consequences of what you're doing. But let me ask you a question. It's not the smoke that de-stresses folks, is it? Is it the act of stepping away and taking those deep breaths, which so many people talk about doing? I mean, what I'm trying to ask,
you
I
got
think,
it.
Yeah,
you're,
Dr.
You're
Julia.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It ain't the cigarette, even though that's what we all think it is.
Right.
It's exactly what you said, stepping away, taking the deep breath, but especially it goes to what John was just saying. When people take that kind of a break, and hopefully without smoking a cigarette, but what we are doing is we're essentially saying, I'm not going to focus my attention now on what is most pressing, even though that's important. I'm going to focus my attention for even just for 5 minutes or 10 minutes on whatever really means something to me in my life. And it could be very small. It could be very, very large, but it's what I choose to pay attention to. And amazingly enough, when I thought about it and when I've talked to people, most of us spend very little, if any, of our time actually focusing our attention on what's important to us as opposed to on what we think we have to pay attention to in order to just get through the day.
Oh, I love this. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to come right back to that thought. You know, what is it that each of us does, this pattern, the pattern that Dr. Julian Ford and John Wortman are talking about, this idea that is so absolutely addictive of us, you know, getting up in the morning and rushing to our computers and turning it on, as opposed to maybe, and I don't know, I'm going to hear from the experts, maybe not doing that every day. You know, turning something on to see something which stresses us out every day, I don't know if that's a good thing. What else could we do in its place? We got a great show for you guys today. We're going to have some tips for you. We've got lots to talk about this, you know, this learning brain. And if you don't want to be hijacked by your brain, this is the book you're going to want to get. These are the two folks you're going to want to check in with. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I want to welcome you back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, this is the title of the book, Hijacked by Your Brain. And, you know, this is also the website that I'd like to direct all of you to. If you're listening to the show right now, go to hijackedbyyourbrain.com. You're going to be able to get a lot of really cool information, get a copy of the book, take a look at some of the featured articles, you know, talk about this alarm system that we're going to talk about right now, and get an understanding. And today during the show, we're going to get some help about what is actually happening. Dr. Julian Ford joining us here, John Wortman, co-authors of the book, Hijacked by Your Brain. Thank you both for joining me here today. This is, some people say that the level of stress and our inability to deal with it is like at epidemic levels, and yet no one really is recognizing that. Whether it's PTSD from a job loss, which many people don't even think you can have, or the loss of a loved one, this book that you put together is really a paradigm shifting guide for people. And I wanted to ask both of you, starting out with you, Dr. Julie, and then you, John, you know, what is sort of the momentum? What do we need to do to really understand that there is something different we can do? What I'm asking is, you know, it's almost as if stress gets a hold of us, even after reading a book like this or listening to a show like this. And we hear some of the things that folks are going to be hearing today, and yet we're still hijacked by our brain.
Well, that's the dilemma, Pat. And, you know, one way to start a shift is to actually reconsider what is stress. Well, we all know that it's pressure, that it's deadlines, that it's things happening that we don't like, it's having to wait for things that we do like. But we tend to think of, and I'm just as guilty of this as anybody, we tend to think of stress as something out there that is almost like the enemy, or it's the competition, and we gotta gear up, and we gotta fight it, or we gotta outrun it, or we gotta outthink it, we gotta stay up longer, work harder, and get through it. And that's the fundamental mistake. And I'm certainly not the best example of that because I work a lot. But what I've learned is that stress is not out there. It's in here. It's in me. And it's not a bad thing either. It's not my enemy. It's actually a signal from a part of my brain, right in the middle of the brain, the emotional part of the brain, an area that essentially is there to keep us alert and to keep us ready for action, but also to keep us highly effective. And I've been treating that signal as if it's a constant challenge. You got to hurry up, you got to rush, you got to do something. Don't stop and think, just act. If we shift our focus and say, wait a minute, those stress feelings that I'm having, those are actually a message that I can use to actually improve my life if I listen to what the message is telling me.
Yeah. Wow. This is so awesome. You know, John, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, you know, as a follow-up here to what Dr. Julian is saying, is that, you know, it was so interesting that you said, oh, my gosh, this stuff really works. Oh, you got to write a book. I was following you guys on Twitter, and there was a comment said, don't run away from stress. Slow down when you feel it and figure out what your brain is trying to tell you. And, you know, John, I want to ask you about this because we are like sometimes these little, what are these little rats, these little mice in the wheel trying to get the food. And we think if we run faster, we're going to get it. And in actuality, we don't. But we are so conditioned now to run faster. What have you learned to help people understand what they can do and how they can slow down when that alarm goes off? Or, as we're going to talk about, when we get triggered.
The first tip that we really give in the book is to help you understand your brain. And what we all forget is that the brains in our heads haven't evolved as quickly as our world has changed. And so Julian said it very carefully and well. The first tip to managing stress is listening to the signals your brain sends from your alarm that there's something you need to pay attention to. Because your brain is old and used to run away from man-eating birds and saber-toothed tigers. Well, when you're in the grocery store, unfortunately, when there's a screaming baby, when there's suddenly discounts on aisle six, when suddenly the smartphone goes off in your pocket, you've been bombarded with potential triggers that, if you're not paying attention, are going to ramp up the stress level in your body as if you're running away from a wild beast on the savannah. And so what I've learned is that when you listen to stress, you suddenly realize that it's not a bad thing. It's not something you want to worry about. It's something you want to notice. And when you begin to notice stress, suddenly you realize that you have a choice how you're going to respond to it. So tip one, listen to the alarm in your brain. Tip two, every time you feel stress, you actually have a choice as to what you do with it. You can constantly react, or you can step back, which is the first tip we give in terms of managing stress in the book. You can step back, get back into the present moment, and realize that right now there is something you can pay attention to that's going to make you feel better.
Okay, I've got a question coming in, and boy, this is getting heated up right here. The question coming in is, this is so fascinating. You know, I've heard you all are talking about stepping back. Do you mean physically stepping back? I hear that term all the time from my boss, but I don't think he means the same thing that you all mean. I think she's right about that. Thank you. Thank you, Jody, for that question. Let's talk about what we mean here, what you're referring to when you're talking about stepping back.
We mean,
Julian, you first.
We mean stepping back in your mind.
There
and
you
that,
go.
That might mean standing exactly where you are. It might mean moving forward. It might mean taking on a challenge. But as you're doing that, to actually mentally take just a half a step back and say, what is it that is truly important to me here in this situation? Now, I know that sounds very simple and easy, but actually, that is perhaps one of the biggest challenges that we have. That's where our brains have just barely evolved far enough to be able to figure out, is what's important in this situation yelling at my boss or just saying, okay, whatever you say, I'll do it, I give in, I give up? No, those are reactions that may be appropriate under certain circumstances, but they're not what's most important. What's important is I want to have the kind of relationship with my boss, it, just to take that as an example, where there's mutual respect. Now, I can't make my boss respect me, but what do I need to do in order to enter and be a part of this relationship where I set an example for respect, and then we'll see if that actually is an example that gets picked up on. That's not going to necessarily change a difficult interaction or a difficult employee-boss relationship, and it certainly is not going to make one that is not close, a very close relationship necessarily, but what it's going to do is it focuses us now on what is it that I truly want out of this situation as opposed to what do I think I have to do in order to just deal with it right at this moment.
I love this, you know, because there are so many things that people feel comes up in their lives. I mean, everything from paying attention to the news to losing a loved one. And, you know, the notion of triggers is, I think we all relate to them. One of the questions that I would ask is, you know, is it possible for us to actually recognize them? We're going to talk about this when we come back from break. And the questions I'm asking is, you know, is it possible for us to recognize them, especially after we've lived, right? You see what I'm saying? That they have become, some people will even say this to you, I'm sure, they have become part of my life. You know, but that's just the way I am. I mean, how many times have you had people say that to you?
That's so true.
And Dr. Go ahead.
Yeah.
This is where what stepping back does is it opens up the pathway in your brain between the alarm and your learning brain. Your learning brain is your thinking center. It's the highest level of our brain that makes us different from other animals because we have the power to think. But when the alarm takes over because you've been triggered, because your boss yelled at you, because your spouse isn't doing what you need them to do, that's when we can't think clearly because we're reacting. But to step back, and we talk about this in the book in a number of techniques, is literally for just a couple of seconds to either listen or take a couple deep breaths or slow down. There's lots of methods, and different methods work better for different people. But when you do that, you've literally opened up the pathway in your brain so that your thinking center can tell the alarm, hey, I'm paying attention. I've got my life under control. You don't have to worry anymore. And that starts to lower stress to then be able to have a conversation with yourself or with someone else about what's most important to you in the moment.
I love this. We're going to take a short break. Thank you so much, Sean, on that. When we come back, we're going to talk about the stress thermometer. We're going to talk about what that is, how you can figure out, you know, where you are on that scale. You know, it's just like whether or not you have to figure out whether you got a fever or not. You take that thermometer, you check it out, and there you go. But what are Dr. Julian Ford and John Wortman talking about in the book Hijacked by Your Brain? What is that stress thermometer? And one of the things I found really interesting is we have an alternate stress thermometer. We're going to talk about that and much more. We're going to give you some tips. I want to direct all of you out there, please go ahead and check out their website, because one of the things you're going to find is lots of information. You can follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and every other way possible as they give us day-to-day tips on how to change our lives. Go to hijackedbyyourbrain.com, hijackedbyyourbrain.com, check it out, and let's all of us together do something different. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to give you that thermometer and let you know exactly what's going on and how you can figure this out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazing that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go ahead to thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. And when you get there, you'll be able to ask a question for any of the shows, actually, that are on. On the right-hand side, just type in your questions, as many of you are doing. And then also make sure you take a look at the archives and follow us on Facebook. And, you know, we've got a big year planned. Same thing for my very special guest today. Their website is Hijacked by Your Brain. Dr. Julian Ford and John Wortman are co-authors of this amazing book. You know, they make an incredible team to take a message that is so needed in the world to each and every one of us. Today, we're getting to chat with them, albeit for a brief period of time. When you get to their website, you can follow them in a lot of different places, see videos, and get a copy of the book for yourselves. I want to thank you both again for, you know, becoming the tag team of this. And it is so important, and it's such an honor to have you both on the show. Thank you for joining me here today.
It's great to be with you. Thanks.
Thank you.
You know, one of the things we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about some of the tips, and I think they're great to share with people today. But also, part of this is, you know, the section in the book that I really zoomed in on and had to read a couple times was the idea of the stress thermometer. And I'd really love for us to have a conversation about that. John, why don't you start about that? And let's give folks an idea of what that is and why it's important for us to even recognize that that's something that we have as a tool.
We wrote this book for everybody. For moms who are overwhelmed with their kids, dads who are overwhelmed with their kids and their responsibilities, for working folks, for people who are trying to take care of other folks in their lives, for so many of us who are grieving and just completely struggling with how busy things are. And what we don't realize is that most of us are stressed all the time, meaning the alarm in our brain is filling us with adrenaline, and we just feel like we're not ourselves. And what Dr. Ford's research has figured out is that if you take the time to measure the level of stress you feel, it, again, opens up the pathways between your thinking center as well as your alarm and allows your stress signals to start to reduce because your alarm suddenly realizes you're paying attention to me. And what's great about that is all you have to do is between 1 and 10, it can't be 0 because 0 means you're dead, you just have to measure your stress. So 10 would be a catastrophic accident, something awful happening. And when those sort of levels of stress are happening, that's when you really need to ask for some help. But most of us, when we woke up from a good nap, would be at a 1. And in between there is where most of us live our lives. Well, it'd be really fascinating to find out what people felt through the ages in terms of their regular stress during their regular day. Most of us, because of smartphones, busyness, the number of people in the world, the amount of work we have to do. We quote a figure in the book where 37% of men are working more than ever before, 50-hour weeks rather than 40-hour weeks. It's 18% of women. And both of those are up significantly from past ages. And when you begin to see that that stress can be measured, you realize that you actually have a choice about how you handle those stress signals.
Mm. You know, this is really the key to this conversation in a lot of ways, and for a lot of people listening to this show that feel they're uncontrollable in the world, the cycle that they're in, you know, this is also you know such incredible hope for them. Let's talk a minute about, you know, this alternate stress thermometer that you both have come up with. I'm so curious about why you call it alternate. Let's talk about this a little bit, Dr. Julian. Let's talk about anger, baby.
Well, we figured that, you know, if you're gonna pay attention to that alarm in your brain and you're gonna be keeping track of your stress level, first of all, that it gives you the choice to do something that you don't have if you're not aware that you're stressed, number one, and it gives you some early warning signals. And one of the most difficult things about anger is that it can just take over. Talk about being hijacked. I mean, when anger really floods any of us, it can be so strong, so fast, and we find ourselves thinking, saying, and doing things that we would never otherwise do. So the trick here is, or the tip is, if you're tracking your stress levels, then you actually have a window on whether anger may actually be building up, and you can begin to ask yourself, wait a minute, what do I need to do in this situation so that I'm not just going along with this stress momentum on the roller coaster? And that's the alternative. That's the alternate stress thermometer. We called it the personal control scale. And it's basically, if I've got stress, I can still be in control if I'm thinking clearly. What's my level of personal control right at this moment alongside of my level of stress? And 10 on the personal control thermometer, that's where you're not controlling everything in your life and making everything exactly the way you want it, but you're thinking clearly and you are able to handle things in a thoughtful, mindful way. 1 is where your alarm is completely taken over and you're on autopilot and you're not really thinking at all, you're just reacting. And anywhere in between is exactly what we're working toward, getting that personal control level up so that I'm now, no matter how much stress I'm dealing with, I'm thinking clearly enough so that I can handle this in a way that I choose.
One of the things that you talk about also, with regards to that is, the practice of empowering emotions. I want to talk a little bit about that for a minute. There is also this idea that emotions, and you've heard this a lot in the workplace. I don't know how many people you've worked for, but 9 times out of 10, they will tell you, leave your emotions at the door. Leave your personal issues at the door. But let's talk about, what you all are referring to, John, as empowering emotions.
So
I found this section so absolutely important for people to get. So let's talk about empowering emotions.
I mean, what's so interesting is the reason we offer different thermometers is because for some people, stress is too general for them. Anger is their problem, or anxiety is their problem. And when you measure that, you realize where you are. That gets your alarm turned down. You get to be able to think clearly. Well, the power of thinking clearly is you can literally go into your memory center, the filing cabinet in your brain that's holding everything you've ever experienced, and you can choose what you want to feel. So take the example of a boss who's really aggressive, really angry, reminds you of a parent that made you miserable. Of course your alarm's going to be going off when you deal with that person.
Yeah, that's true.
But when you learn to step back, when you learn to orient on what's most important to you, think about what you want to be in that moment, you have the choice to actually call up the way in which you want to feel. So if one of your core values is, I want to be compassionate to people, you can then, because you step back, choose in the moment to focus on feeling compassion for this person. Now, you still may want to leave their presence because they're driving you crazy, but you choose, instead of letting that overwhelm you, to notice it and slowly shift into feeling differently. We actually have that power. For instance, right now, if you think of the best vacation you've ever been on.
Yeah, I got it.
Where'd your stress level go?
Oh, I'm right on a very, very private bay, Covelo Bay in Hawaii.
And are you at a 1, meaning you've woken up from a good nap, or are you at a 10, feeling like something awful is going on?
No, I'm not even close to a 10.
Right?
Where's your personal control level right now, too? Are you thinking clearly?
Yes.
And you just empowered that emotion of being in the kind of place you want to feel. And everyone has the power to do that when they learn to do this technique we call in the book SOS that Dr. Ford created, to help people with the worst stress. The great news, it can help all of us.
This is great. When we come back from break, we're going to share what SOS is. The book that I keep referring to for all of you out there is Hijacked by Your Brain, How to Free Yourself When Stress Takes Over. What's interesting is if you all look at the book and you turn to the back of it, there's a question that both of, Dr. Julie and John ask us. And here it is. What do you do when stress takes over your life and nothing you do to feel better seems to work? When you melt down over the smallest thing? When you get angry at the people you love, when you choke under pressure, when you feel tense and worried all the time, when you procrastinate or give up in the face of a crucial deadline, when you use food, alcohol, actions to cope, when you dwell on the past, when you just want to move on. Boy, does this book come at a very timely way. Let's take a short break. When we come back, yep, SOS for everybody. We'll be right back.
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent?
What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, before the break, and I'm so, again, I want to thank you both for joining me on the show here today, Dr. Julian Ford, John Wortman, co-authors of the book Hijacked by Your Brain. You know, we were having a conversation before the break, and certainly want to talk about that and talk about SOS, but I do want to comment about this for a minute on air. We have gotten, I think, you asked about stress and you asked about what you do. I think, John, you nailed it earlier in the show when you talked about your own personal experience and how you've tried probably every spiritual self-help, whatever it is out there, only to find that you still wake up angry, not you personally, but an individual wakes up angry and frustrated. And even more frustrated because now you've bought the t-shirt, you're wearing the t-shirt, and the t-shirt is not fitting right. So that's why this book is so important, because Hijacked by Your Brain is a perfect visual of how we're living our day-to-day lives. And that's why this is such an important conversation and a body of work to bring to the forefront. Talking about SOS is also important. You know, when I read the things from the back, can you think about anybody that wouldn't be affected by those questions that I just asked? I mean, can we actually think about that? You know what I'm saying? Is there anybody right now walking around? Maybe there are some, but the body of people that living on this planet in this country right now affected by every one of those questions. So let's talk about SOS.
Well, SOS is the universal distress call. And we all know that from the Titanic, but an even more useful application in all of our lives. Because, as you said, Dr. Pat, there is no one in this world who's not affected by stress, and there's no one who doesn't have an alarm in their brain that's going to be triggered from time to time, and sometimes very strongly. So the SOS is essentially the way to put it all together in just a moment. And that is to step back, sweep your mind clear, and slow down. So that's the first S. And that sounds so easy, but it's something that often we don't do. We just don't do it. Then the O stands for orient, and that is essentially to refocus the mind, the thinking center in our brains that we all rely upon but we don't often use. And orienting is just simply focusing on one thought that I choose at this moment that is the most important thing in my life right now. And that for you, that might be, for any of us, it might be a beautiful place, a calming, relaxing activity, a special person, four-legged or two-legged. But it's whatever I choose, and that's the power, and it's whatever I value, and it gives value to my life at this moment. And that you'd think that would take years of philosophical training or meditation training. Actually, we're all very good at doing that. We just don't stop and do it. And then the second S in SOS is simply a self-check. And that's those thermometers, whether it's stress or anger, and always the personal control thermometer, too, to get that balance.
You know, it's funny you bring that up. I went and I moved my desk in my office, and I had my desk towards the back of the room. You know, the traditional office setup, right? We went to the back room. You know, I have, if you can imagine, I have a 10-foot sliding door, and rather than be by the sliding door, I was away from the sliding door. I could see out it, but I was away from it. So it's so funny you bring this up.
Hey,
so
that's a great example.
It is a great example, but here's the thing.
You just did an SOS.
I did an SOS, but here's another SOS. Not only did I move by the door, but I had these two plastic pink flamingos that I put together, and I moved so that while I'm talking with you, I'm looking at these two pink flamingos, and doesn't that make you smile?
Now, there's a trigger for being focused and oriented instead of for being stressed.
Right, exactly. I will say this to you. I am so blessed to have found this medium. You know, some people, you know, refer to me as a pioneer in this field because we've been doing positive talk radio and health and educational radio for 10 years, starting right on this station. But the minute I got behind the mic, everything in my world stopped. When I'm on air, as I will be 3 hours today, my mind and my world is not clouded by some of the things you're talking about. And you both have contributed so much. I wanted to ask you one last question each. What's your personal with? And thank you so much for what you guys are doing.
John, go ahead.
What was the question again, Pat? I apologize.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today? We have about a minute or two.
That every person can change the world by just paying attention to their own stress and finding the things that are most important to them to turn down that stress. So my personal mission is to help the world learn the most important wisdom. And when I met Dr. Ford, I knew that this was something the world had to have more information on and be able to actually practice. And when each person learns that they have that kind of power to notice stress and then turn it down for themselves, it changes every room that a person is in.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
And for me, Dr. Pat, I think the three of us, and probably most if not all of your listeners, have something in common, and that is that we're not interested in just living our lives in order to accumulate wealth or to get famous or to have material things. Those are all potentially wonderful, but we all are looking for a way to make a contribution and to literally make this a better world. And what I found that's so just remarkable to me is that while some of us will do that on a very large scale, every one of us, every time that we reset that alarm in our brains, And every time that we focus and get to that state where we're really, truly, and have the personal control to think clearly, we're making it a whole different world for every single person who we encounter. And to me, that's what makes all the difference.
I love it. I love it. Thank you both. Thank you so, so very much for what you do. And you know, what I'd like to say is pink flamingos for everyone.
Yes. Well, thank you for the pink flamingos and for the chance to be with you and your listeners.
Yeah. I also have something else, and I'm actually going to, I'm going to get your mailing address. I'm going to send it to you because I think you'll find it is exactly what you guys are talking about. Thank you both for so much. I want to thank all of you out there tuning us in, turning us on, and yeah, get yourself some plastic pink flamingos. They will put a smile on your face immediately. And don't forget to go to the website, hijackedbyyourbrain.com. We'll see you next time on the show.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.